This is episode number 2 of Sass What. My name is Seth Breedlove. Every week I'm going to attempt to do this show for you, wherein we explore the Bigfoot topic and the community that surrounds it, and probably the occasional sighting. This week I want to talk a little bit more about sort of along the lines of what I talked about last week, which was an introduction to me and how I got into the subject. This week I'm going to talk about a letter that I was sent from Corey Bohey. She's probably going to kill me for butchering her name. She has a blog called Miss Squatcher .blogspot.ca. Apparently she's Canadian, which is awesome, because she's right in the heart of Bigfoot country, right? Anyway, Corey is doing a blog post about Bigfooters and what got them into the subject, kind of. So she sent me 4 questions, and I answered them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through her questions on here and expand on my answers, and hopefully she'll be okay with that. And if not, then you'll probably never hear this, because I'm not going to tick her off. She's Canadian. She might kill me. Although I think, aren't they apologetic? She's more likely to apologize for the fact that I asked. Kidding. I'm kidding, Corey. Anyway, her first question was, what first sparked your interest in Bigfoot? And I talked about that last week on the show, so I'm not going there again. Her second question was, are you a believer, a skeptic, or a knower? And I'm not going to give you the answer that I gave her exactly, so this will not interfere with her post. But when it comes to this question, I can't stand the word believer, and I know I've heard other people talk about this. I can't think of who, possibly John Green or Grover Krantz or one of those guys. But believer kind of signifies some sort of religious affiliation to Bigfoot, which I have no religious affiliation to Bigfoot, thankfully. So when it comes to, believer, I don't consider myself a believer. I don't consider myself a flat out skeptic in the sense that most people refer to themselves as skeptics, such as, that one doubtful news person. I can't remember her name, Sharon something. I'm not like that. Although I do try to be skeptical, and I'm naturally skeptical of most fringe topics such as this. Anytime I hear a Bigfoot sighting report, my initial reaction is to think, well, that's just silly. And I actually have a hard time of keeping that initial opinion down, because I have a hard time sometimes with believing people because I haven't seen one of these things for myself. Hopefully that doesn't come across wrong, because I do put a lot of stock in sighting reports and stuff. I don't know. I have a hard time when I initially hear something. So anyway, Bigfoot, a believer or a skeptic, I don't consider myself either. And finally, a knower, I am definitely not a knower. I've had no Bigfoot encounter of my own, and I haven't seen one. People who claim to be a Bigfoot knower without having seen one confuse me. I mean, I guess you can put a lot of stock in the evidence and stuff that's out there, but I don't know how you could ever be 100% sure without seeing one. So anyway, I told her in my answer that I try to approach the subject skeptically, but I do put a lot of stock in the anecdotal and physical evidence that's out there. So finally, her next question is, why do you go out looking for Bigfoots? And again, had to make myself look like a fool here, because I have not gone out specifically on any like Bigfoot quote-unquote expeditions. A lot of people do the expeditions. They go out in the woods for the weekend with their friends, and they make calls, and they do wood knocks, and they call blast and all that stuff, and they have some sort of experience, or they don't. I haven't gone out specifically for like a weekend or anything like that. I hike a lot, so when I'm out in the woods, I am constantly trying to, you know, look for some sort of evidence, even when my wife would prefer me to just be walking our dog and enjoying a romantic evening in the woods with her. So I cannot specifically say that I do go out on like Bigfoot expeditions, but if you were to ask why I have an interest in the subject, I don't know how people cannot have an interest in the subject. I've said that before, and I think I said it on the last episode, actually. It's just such a fascinating topic, and the reason I stay involved in it, aside from the fact that it's so fascinating from all aspects, the sociological aspect is mind-blowing to me. I'm so fascinated by the people who get involved in the topic. I'm not even specifically talking about the sightings. I'm talking about the people who are on Facebook fighting with other people every week about Bigfoot. That stuff just fascinates me. I think it would be one of the biggest finds in the history of man. So having taken some small part in that, even if it's just whatever, you know, whatever I'm doing here, which is basically just podcasting and blogging occasionally, and then I go out looking in the woods occasionally. It'd be neat just to have some part in that, I guess. And just to say, hey, I saw one of those. If they're never actually officially discovered, to actually get to see one would be the ultimate goal, right? Because you're never going to be able to prove they don't exist, but you could definitely prove they do exist. Her final question was, what's your best experience or piece of evidence you have in the search for Bigfoots? This is what I don't get about the word researcher. I've always thought of a researcher as someone who spends a lot of time at their computer or a lot of time reading through books in a library somewhere trying to find, you know, something, researching. Like when you research an article for the newspaper or a book you're writing, that's research, right? But apparently in Bigfooting, research is when you are out in the field for hours on end. And I have a great amount of respect for the guys that do that. I have not done that. I just have not gotten to that point yet. However, I do spend a lot of time doing what it is I do, which is I spend a lot of time on newspaper archives, digitized newspaper archives, going through newspaper articles, mostly Ohio lately, mostly just because I do the series of posts for the Ohio Bigfoot Conference, and I also do, I'm working on a book about Ohio Bigfoot, which we'll get into in another episode when I'll have my co-author on the show at some point. So anyway, what I told her is the greatest evidence I've seen is the fact that there are accounts of upright walking, hairy, huge, massive, apparently ape-like creatures going back to the early 1800s in newspapers. And documented history, they go way farther back than that. But I have accounts from Ohio that go back to the Gallipolis sighting, obviously, is the one that everyone always talks about as being the first reported sighting in Ohio that made it into a paper. That was in 1869. I'm sure there's something beyond that. I'm sure there's something that was run in a paper before that, because not all of this stuff is digitized. And I should really do a show, I might even do the next show, about what it's like to research this stuff and what you look for and how you can try to parse information, because it's actually much more difficult than you'd imagine. But anyway, this the data collected from these newspaper articles, I think, is the best evidence. You know, when you have sighting reports from the 1800s with attributes that are still being singled out in sighting reports today, that says something. That tells you that this isn't just some hoax manufactured by Ray Wallace. This is something else. This has a history. So that was what I told her. And again, go to her blog at missquatcher.blogspot.ca. You can find me on Twitter, by the way. My name is at Seth Breeds Love on Twitter. Look me up on Facebook, too. I'm now accepting friend requests from whoever, just because I want to be friends. Let's all be friends. Send me email if you want, and I'll read it on the show, SethBreedLove@yahoo.com. And feel free to leave a rating and a review on iTunes.